Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them as well. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Beth, who's looking a bit stressed. Are you okay?
Hi, Feifei. Sorry, my in-laws are coming this weekend and I've been up to my eyes in housework. And now I've come to work and I'm up to my eyes in emails. I haven't even had lunch.
Oh no, you poor thing. It's not good to be up to your eyes in housework or emails. Although up to your eyes in is a useful phrase. It means you are very busy, completely surrounded by something that takes a long time or is stressful.
Yes, it means you've got so much to do that it's too much for you. It's overwhelming. We can use up to your eyes in for work, chores, problems, or anything that you're extremely busy with.
I know, I'm up to my eyes in holiday preparation. There is so much to do and pack.
But holidays are always fun.
That's true, it will be worth it. Let's hear some more examples of up to your eyes in.
My washing machine is broken at the moment, so I'm up to my eyes in laundry.
I've got so many exams coming up. Maths, English, history. I'm up to my eyes in revision.
I need to organise to catch up with all my friends. I've been so bad at replying to messages recently. I'm just up to my eyes in it.
So if you're up to your eyes in something, you're extremely busy with something that's stressful or time-consuming.
We follow the phrase with a noun. So you could say, I'm up to my eyes in housework. Or I could say, I'm up to my eyes in holiday preparation.
That's right. And it's quite a visual phrase. Imagine Feifei piling up all the family's clothes for holiday all the way from the floor to her eyes. Feifei, that is a lot to do.
I know. Right, I think we need to go. We have too much to do. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. See you soon.
Bye.